White, W.C. White, Mary. Ashley, Massachusetts, September 3, 1877. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we are camped beside the road to lunch. Elder Haskell and wife, Maria Huntley, Sister Ings, father, and I. We have a two-seated carriage, two horses to draw us. The seats are wide and we are very comfortable. Three can sit upon a seat. We decided to start in this way, traveling towards Vermont, thinking it would be the best thing for Father. He has had, I think, a slow fever since we left Battle Creek. We have had some remarkably interesting seasons of prayer. The Lord has come very near to us again and again. I have had great freedom and power in prayer for the recovery of Father. We believe that he will be restored perfectly to health. He does not suffer bodily pain, but his great trouble is battling with depression of spirits. He seems to feel that he has wronged me very much. He goes back to the letters he wrote me when he was in California and you and I attended the camp meetings. He feels that he has committed a great sin that the Lord can hardly forgive. My work is to comfort him and to pray for him, to speak cheerful, loving words to him and soothe him as a little child. We are holding fast the promises of God. We have faith. God has said, "It shall be done," and we are hanging on to the promise. We are all blessed again and again. He is entirely relieved, and then comes the overpowering discouragement, and he cannot have peace, but gloom enshrouds him. We then flee to God and engage in earnest prayer. Relief comes. He praises the Lord. His countenance lights up, and he is happy, very happy. And thus we have it two and three times a day, and last night, twice in the night. This has been an excellent experience for us all. One thing I know, that God has heard our prayers and answered our cries. August 4th, September 4th. We are now at the house of old Brother Hastings. We rode 30 miles yesterday. Father endured it well. I had three pillows laid in my lap, and he laid down much of the time. This morning he seems much better. Is talking familiarly with Brother Hastings. Slept all night. We go 30 miles to Washington today. Stop at Cyrus Farnsworth's. It is a clear, sunshiny day, but cold. Tomorrow we shall put up at Brother Cummings. If we want, we can there take the cars or continue by private conveyance if the weather is favorable. We are on our way to Vermont camp meeting. We shall have letters from you there, I expect. I want to hear from Mary and you all. I am quite well. Enduring the journey well. Mother.